You know, you wouldn't think of recess time as a time to learn something about science, but we can use the playground to learn something about physics or the laws of nature that affect all of us. Ready for your first physics lesson? Okay, reach down and pick up a stick or a rock, something like that. Hold it out in front of you. Get ready to drop. 3, 2, 1.
Yay!
Why did it fall down to the ground?
Gravity.
Gravity. See, now your first physics lesson wasn't so hard, was it? Gravity is that force that affects all of us and pulls us down. Well, let's take what we kind of know about science, use some physics, head over to the playground, and learn something about the slide. Are you ready? Ready for sliding? Let's go. Hey, come on over here and look at this one. Hey, head up this slide right here. I'll meet you on the other side. What's one of the forces that helps us come down the slide? It's gravity, like we saw when we were dropping the stick. So when we come up here, are you ready, TK? Slide down for me. Gravity has helped pulling us down, but the slide also helps us show about two different forms of energy, how energy can be changed from one form to another. For example, you ready, Tamika? You have potential energy, stored energy, ready to come down the slide, and as you move down, it turns into what we call kinetic energy. And we're changing from potential energy into kinetic energy. Come on down. Now, as you're coming down here, Brian, what's the one force that kind of acts against you as you're coming down?
Friction.
Friction. And so that's why you want to keep the soles of your feet up and off there so we get going faster and faster.
Okay, here we go, guys. Slide.
Fast. Go. With all this talk of the slide, can you think of something at the amusement park that's similar to a slide?
Roller coaster.
A roller coaster, you're right. So you don't have to be in a science laboratory to learn something about physics. Head out to the park, take that potential energy, put it to good use. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.